From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a special concert performance with Al, Alice, and Ruth, and their guests, Raymond McLean and Daxon Lewis. Coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. We also thank The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and we are here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 564th live performance as we begin our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we are pleased to present another night of great live music with a visit from Al, Alice, and Ruth. They play music in the Appalachian Mountains traditions, some old and some new. Al White, Alice White, and Ruth McLean Smith toured for years as part of the McLean family band. We are honored to have Al, Alice, and Ruth tonight, along with Raymond McLean and Daxon Lewis. Please welcome tonight's guests in a concert performance on the Red Barn Radio stage, Al, Alice, and Ruth.
True love is, tell me if you can, tell me where my true love is, off with another man. Down by Shady Grove.
Shady Grove, my true love. Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my true love. Bound to go away.
I used to have a big white house, hosted a buggy fine. I used to hug and kiss the girl.
Yeah.
Used to call her mine. Barlow now, now I am a great big boy. I'm looking for me a wife.
Shady Grove, my true love. Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my true love.
Get on my shoulder, I'm going down to New Orleans. I'm going to be a soldier.
Shady Grove, my true love. Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my true love. Bound to go away. Shady Grove, my true love. Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my true love. Bound to go away.
Now here's Red Barn Radio's Renee Collins speaking with Al, Alice, and Ruth. Hey, Renee, quite a kickoff to season 16.
Yes, it is. First of all, what have y'all been doing?
We've been playing music, Renee.
Yes, I know that. The interesting thing is my very first encounter with this family was when I was 9 years old, and I was a Girl Scout as part of getting our music badge, because we got badges back then, right? This family came out in the gymnasium, and I remember this like it was yesterday. Ruth and Alice were in their Girl Scout outfits.
Oh, yes.
And I saw Ruth playing that bass, and I thought that was the coolest thing I had ever seen in my life. And it was. It was.
Our mother was a Girl Scout leader and volunteer, and then later she became the executive director of the Wilderness Road Girl Scout Council. But we grew up as Girl Scouts, making sit-upons and the
earning badges
and yes. So forth, like, yes. As you did and so forth. Yes,
it was so, all about the badge.
I remember that show too. It was a lot
yes.
of fun to give
and
for
I
a lot
Raymond
of Girl Scouts.
Said he remembered it as well. So
yes.
It's just very, very interesting that's yes. so cemented in my brain.
Right.
And over the years, my parents afforded me great opportunities to see you all at many a weekend festival. So through the teen years, I kind of lost track of you, and I went to UK, and then all of a sudden, you all were kind of back in the scene, and I was here in Lexington, so got to enjoy you several times. So it's just really wonderful to be on the stage here with you.
Well, right we now. Appreciate all that you're doing and working with Red Barn Radio
yes,
also. Such a wonderful experience
oh
and a
goodness.
Wonderful thing to provide for this Central Kentucky and across the country and world through the airwaves.
We're so honored to be here at the 16th season just
yes.
to kick this off. This is just, it's so exciting.
I think it's called Sweet 16, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is the Sweet 16. There's 16, it's always sweet, right?
That's right.
Wondrous love is this, oh my soul, what wondrous love is this, oh my soul, what wondrous love is this that cost the Lord of bliss to send this perfect peace to my soul, to send this perfect peace to my soul. When I was sinking down, when I was sinking sinking down. When I was sinking down beneath God's righteous frown, Christ laid aside his crown for my soul, for my soul. Christ laid aside his crown for my soul.
Like to know more about your mom.
Not being a performing member of the band, people don't know her as well as some of the rest of us, but she was just as involved and she was just as much a partner in the organization as any of us. Mm-hmm. She took care of our office and took care of keeping us on the road and keeping us organized and some of those things that we not all do as well, she did very well. It's one of the wonderful things about a band is you get to appreciate each other for their role, mm-hmm. which makes the whole stronger.
Yeah.
Mother was very much a part of that.
What are some of your favorite memories growing up in this musical family?
Well, let's see. One of my favorite memories is meeting Al. That was, yeah, well, Al came out east from the west. He was playing with the Bluegrass Alliance when I met him. We happened to be on stage. We were with the McLean Family Band then, and we were just chunking rhythm back there
at
the Grand Ole Opry. I looked over, and there was Al.
He needed a good welcome to Kentucky and welcome to the East.
I got welcomed, and I got proposed to later on. I proposed to. I'm not sure. Yeah. I never made it back to New Mexico. That's okay.
That's okay.
Who needs it? I didn't need it.
Well, we're glad you didn't make it back to New Mexico.
Yeah. Al is currently teaching at Berea College, and he just came back from Denmark and Ireland. He had the bluegrass band over there, Berea College Bluegrass Band, who's also performed on Red Barn Radio.
We used our recording with you to put out a CD, which we sold all over Denmark and Ireland. It was great.
CD recorded live at Red Barn
Radio. Yes. Red Barn Radio, absolutely.
International now, right?
Yeah, it's international, right. Pretty much.
I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship, sailing far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring when I bid this world goodbye.
I got good news to bring, that is why I sing all my joys to you I'll share. I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship and go sailing through the air.
I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship, sailing far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens.
way. I know I won't be late. All my joys to you I'll share. And when my ship comes in, I'll leave this world of sin and go sailing through the air.
I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship, sailing far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring.
Ashamed of me, well you ought not to be, and you better have a care. If too much fault you find, you surely be left behind when I'm sailing through the air.
I'm gonna take the trip on that old gospel ship, sailing far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring when I bid this world.
More about this trip.
It was a quite involved trip with about 60 people and representing maybe four or five different groups, a bluegrass band, and then several different kinds of dance groups, performing dance groups, organized by our good friend Sune Frederiksen, who is a Danish person living in Berea. He's married to a Berea lady about 20 years ago. And he put this all together for us, which was quite excellent for all of us. He worked really hard, and it was excellent. You know, great audiences. And then I pulled off and went to Ireland with the Bluegrass Band as a separate trip. I have a great guy that puts together tours for us over there. So that was excellent as well.
Where was the band at when we saw this big jumbotron?
That was at the world's largest 4th of July celebration outside of the United States, which is in Rebild, Denmark. We share a lot of history with the Danes, and they appreciate us, as the Irish do, for a place to go when they needed to go somewhere, you know, to form a new life, in this case in America. And so there's a big Danish-American club, and we're a part of the Danish-American Exchange, and we send groups back and forth quite a bit from our county to Denmark. So this is a part of all that.
Do I understand correctly when some of the students said that they hadn't flown before? Is that correct?
Two of my kids in my group have never been on an airplane, so.
Yeah.
They've logged quite a few hours by now, but
anyway. now they're pros, right?
Yeah, it was quite an eye opener. If you can imagine, you know, a lot of Brea students don't come from wealth, and so there's not a lot of traveling, typically, you know, that happens growing up. We made up for a whole lot of lost time of them not traveling in this in one trip, you know. So it was great. They loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Springtime is coming, sweet lonesome bird, your echo in the woodland I hear. Down in the meadow, so lonesome you're singing, while the moonlight is shining so clear. I know he's away in a far distant land, a land that is over the sea. Go fly to him singing sweet little song, and tell him to come back to me. Sweet fern,
sweet fern,
sweet fern,
sweet fern,
oh tell me is my darling still true. Sweet fern,
sweet fern,
sweet fern,
sweet fern,
I'll be just as happy as you. Sweet little song, and tell him upon my finger. He placed a small ring on the day he was leaving his home. I promised I'd be his own dear little girl and love him wherever he roams. I know he's away in a far distant land, a land that is over the sea. Come back to me, sweet fern,
sweet fern,
sweet fern,
sweet fern.
Oh, tell me, is my darling still true? Sweet fern,
sweet fern,
sweet fern,
sweet fern.
I'll be just as happy as you.
Bluegrass music received overseas, and I ask because I know Ruth have taken.
The McLeans have played all over the world, and I have been part of that for part of the time, and it goes over great. Wherever they played, it went over good. That's all I can say. It was the same in Denmark, and in Ireland, of course, their music is so close it always goes over. But I didn't know so much in Denmark how it would go, but the Danes totally loved it, you know. And but you know that they've done so well in Africa and the Middle East. Places where you wouldn't picture bluegrass, you know, that's always gone over great in my experience. Yeah.
Well, the thing is that if someone might say, well, do they understand the words? Do they understand the music? Well, the answer is yes. Do they understand the words? Well, of course not, because English, as much as we speak it here, is not the language that is spoken everywhere. We make the shows out in that case intentionally so that the words per se are not so important. If you hear an Irish fiddle or some African drums or even the unklong from Indonesia, you hear that music and you respond to it. And if the people that are performing love what they're doing and love being together, that's what I think people respond to.
As Bill Monroe said, bluegrass music is the greatest music in the world.
So, yes, there you have that, too.
But you got that.
Actually, we got to be with people that had traditional music there. Most every culture has a tradition of making music, string music or vocal music. Or we got the opportunity, unique opportunity, to spend amazing time with those musicians, traditional musicians, and then we would do joint concerts sometimes. Mm-hmm. So in the Congo, we would get to spend the day with a drumming group and eat with them and visit with them and do music with them. And then in the evening, we would do a joint concert. That kind of joint concert in all over different areas of the world, that was one of the things that was impactful. I mean, yes, this may be the greatest music in the world, but actually their music is the greatest also. Music is such a communicator, and we appreciated theirs and they appreciated ours, and that was what it was all about.
My heart flows on in endless song above earth's lamentation. I hear the real though far off hymn that hails a new creation. No storm can shake my inmost calm while to that rock I'm clinging. It sounds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? What though the tempest round me rolls, I hear the truth it liveth. What though the darkness round me close, songs in the night it giveth. No storm can shake my inmost calm while to that rock I'm clinging. It sounds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? Thank you. peace of God restores my soul, a fountain ever springing. Since God is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. It sounds an echo in my soul, how can I keep from singing?
We go heel for heel, toe for toe, arm in arm, in a row, all for Mari's wedding. Over hill ways, up and down, myrtle green and bracken brown, past Sheeling through the town, all for the sake of Mari. Step we gaily on, we go heel for heel, toe for toe, arm in arm, in a row, all for Mari's wedding. Any star, fairest of them all by far, that's our darling Mari. Step we gaily on, we go heel for heel, toe for toe, arm in arm, row in row, all for Mari's wedding. Plenty herring, plenty meal, plenty peep to feel her clue, plenty body burns as well, that's a toast for Mari. Step we gaily on, we go heel for heel, toe for toe, arm in arm, row in row, all for Mari's.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Al, Alice, and Ruth, and their guests, Raymond McLean and Daxon Lewis. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Al, Alice, and Ruth and their guests after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.